At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We are going to be talking about emotional resiliency. And I know it seems crazy, but your childhood toys have something to do with that. Do I have this story right, Kevin?
Yes. So research has shown that people that have a lot of toys or figurines and stuff from their childhood, like memories, they're more emotionally resilient.
How about that? Maybe it's just me, but I would have thought it would have been the opposite. That the more you cleave to your childhood toys, the less emotionally resilient you are. It seems like you're stuck in almost like a state of arrested development or something like that. And I'm saying this as somebody who peddles in it a little bit, but I've got a wife who still has a Raggedy Ann doll that she's had since she was like 2 years old, and it's disgusting.
I bet.
It's super gross.
So what does that mean if you're a grown-up that collects toys?
Not collects toys.
It's well, from your childhood.
Ones you still have from your childhood.
Okay.
So, like, for me, I have my pillow that I had when I was a baby.
Okay, so does that count? Because I have my pillow.
Yeah, because it's not just toys, right? It's anything from your childhood.
Yeah.
So what do you have?
I've got my squishy pillow.
Squishy pillow.
Yeah.
And what makes it squishy again?
It's just very squishy.
It's just, but like, it's old.
Okay. It's so old. I mean, it's like, it's brown.
Yeah.
It's so old that it's got nothing left. It's just squishy. You can like fold it in half.
And Kevin, what do you still have?
I have pillows and toys, action figures and figurines.
See, but okay. Mm. But he keeps getting them as a grown up.
Well, he's adding to them.
But right. So does that take away from the special nature of your childhood toys or your childhood things if it isn't like something that happened to you back then or something you just got back then?
Mm-hmm.
It's a pattern that never stopped.
Yeah, that's true. So is it something, Kevin, that has to have history with you, physical history, or is it just being into toys that just continues?
Just being into toys that continues because you're still living your childhood and growing up and still reminiscing about that childhood. Which gives you more emotional resilience, which makes me think that this is perfectly fine because I'm a fine example of it.
Yeah, I was about to touch on that because you're not.
Yes, I am.
I don't think so.
I manage stress very well.
You have to go sit at the river.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is managing my stress.
You think you're emotionally resilient?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Because going down and sitting by the river is a way of dealing with your stress.
Coping.
That's not what resilience is, though. Resilience is feeling stress and having it not affect you.
Yeah, I feel stress.
I feel like you're missing my point.
No, I got your point. It doesn't affect me. I feel the emotion.
You have to physically go to the river to process it.
Not all the time.
Well, when you're boo-hooing.
Right, when I'm depression, when depression hits hard, yes. But daily stress or, like, insecurities, I fight through. I'm resilient. I go through that. It doesn't hurt me.
We have seen you cry so many times from just, like...
Because I'm an empath.
Okay.
There's a lot of different factors to it. I'm an empath. I'm emotionally resilient.
I feel like those two are mutually exclusive.
Right. I'm an onion.
No. I feel like being an empath and being emotionally resilient are impossible.
Because if you're emotionally resilient, you wouldn't feel other people's emotions.
Right. You're literally absorbing emotions. Right.
Okay, so then what's emotionally resilient? Maybe I don't get that.
I don't think you do.
I don't think you do.
Is it not because I...
It means like you get knocked down and you can just get right back up.
Yes, that's me.
Oh.
Perseverance, yes.
Okay.
Huh.
Hey, you guys don't think that's me?
No.
No.
Wow, I'm...
I mean, the smallest thing can set you off.
Right, but does it affect me?
Yes.
Yes.
We've sat in here and watched you Google things to emotionally eat on the way home.
Right.
You're like, I've seen you, one little thing can go wrong, like you didn't get concert tickets to something, and you spiral until fettuccine Alfredo's in your belly. So I don't know. Maybe you are an onion and we just don't understand your process. Is that possible?
I mean, he smells and he makes you cry.
Ew, bitch.
And sometimes he's purple.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.